Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of two things are true. It's a Sam Elliott type role where it's adjacent to the Dutton family, or Harrison Ford is the new version of James Dutton.
We interrupt this much needed emotional break from all things Yellowstone in 1883 to share some breaking news about both shows and the newest Yellowstone prequel, 1932. One of these shows is not what we were expecting. Another will include the biggest Hollywood star yet. I'm Addison Hager, and this week on Dutton Rules, a Yellowstone 1932 podcast, note the new name, we're going to bring you up to speed on the franchise. We'll prepare for season 5 of The Foundation Show with Kevin Costner and share news of season 2 of 1883, a show that will not include Tim McGraw and Faith Hill in any kind of way. In fact, it may not even focus on a Dutton. The last 3 months of Yellowstone news have brought as many twists and turns as an actual episode of Yellowstone, and Billy Dukes is here to help sort it out. Staff at tasteofcountry.com is where you can ask questions and answer this week's trivia question. If you're new to the podcast, thanks for finding us. But consider this your spoiler alert warning, as we'll reveal things that happened during 1883 and Yellowstone. Cast interviews and episode breakdowns are available in the archives. And as always, we really appreciate your reviews on Apple Podcasts and any rating you're willing to leave. Are you ready? Think of this as a soft reintroduction to the Yellowstone franchise with myself and Billy Dukes, who will be joining me right now.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Addison!
Hello, Billy. It is good to hear that intro. I have missed it.
Feel like it's been since forever since we last talked.
I know. Yellowstone has come and gone. 1883 and my emotional roller coaster has come and gone. But we are back. We're getting the band back together, as they say.
You know what's funny is that, like, for me, 1883 feels like two lifetimes ago. But just this morning, my brother-in-law and my sister texted, like, we just watched the 1883 finale. Why didn't you tell me? It's so sad. I'm like, where you been? But I forget that people are still kind of catching up on all of this.
That is true. Well, and as things start to kind of fire up again, a lot of people, you know, who never heard or never watched Yellowstone are going, oh, well, let me get in on it and watching from the beginning. Yeah, I had a friend as well who said, oh, I'm starting season one. I was like, oh, you've got a long way to go.
There's things I forget about season 4 of Yellowstone even. Like, I almost feel like I need a refresh to watch all 4 seasons again, because, like, I was kind of going through some notes as we made some video. I'm like, oh, I forgot Monica's pregnant. That's right. They're going to have a baby. Like, that wasn't that long ago, and it already just bloop out of my mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. I know. Season 5, we are going to be hitting some pretty heavy hitters, which, you know, hopefully I'm emotionally prepared. We shall see.
I've been watching some other shows, but I think this maybe kind of tees up one of our favorite segments that we ended, that we inserted late into season 1 of the Dutton Rules podcast.
And it's trivia. And the best part is that whoever wins gets to tell Billy what they want their reward to be. AKA Billy gets to do whatever they ask, you know, in within some guidelines here.
I get to be your puppet, essentially, as long as it's not going to take me forever and as long as it's not foul-mouthed and filthy, and I can do it on this podcast, I will happily make good on that. And I have so far. We don't have a trivia question from last week, obviously. So this is a brand new trivia.
What is the trivia question today, Billy?
Staff@tasteofcountry.com is the email address. It's the first correct answer. And the question is, Will Patton, who played Garrett Randall on Yellowstone, plays an actor named Wayne Tillerson on the Amazon Prime show Outer Range. What is the other cast connection between Outer Range and Yellowstone?
Actually, I don't even know this one.
It is, this is a hint.
Yeah.
It's really big and fairly small. The blank glazed look over that. She's trying to process how that could be.
I'm thinking right now. I think I know, but I'll wait till our next podcast to reveal what I'm thinking. Okay. Obviously not right
I'll
now. We're not giving out that many hints.
Staff@tasteofcountry.com is the email address. And once again, like, this is a conversation and we've really enjoyed kind of the back and forth of the emails. So any other questions, comments, theories about what's to come on Yellowstone 1883, 1932, and all the other numbered shows, hit us and we'll read them back at the end of a future episode.
And let's go ahead, kind of tangenting off the trivia question, let's go ahead and talk about Will Patton and Outer Range. Billy, you have kind of gotten a little, you've been watching this show. So tell me a little bit about his role in this. And yeah, is it similar to Yellowstone?
It is in some ways. He plays the patriarch of a ranch. He's the main character's next door neighbor. His character is kind of evil, kind of crazy.
Classic.
At one point, one of his sons is attempting to kill him, which is like really on brand. Apparently that's what Will Patton does now.
Deja vu for him.
I actually tracked him down because I liked this show quite a bit and I liked Will Patton and I wanted to talk to him about it. I was hoping they would allow Will Patton to be a guest on this podcast, but ultimately I think because it's a different type of show, maybe they didn't want to do a podcast with them. So we just did an interview at tasteofcountry.com, but really enjoyed the conversation. He talked a little bit about that final scene of his in Yellowstone season 4. When Jamie, by the way, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the fourth season of Yellowstone, or if you're not caught up, you know, stop now, because I'm going to spoil something. But at the end of Yellowstone season 4, Jamie shoots Garrett, his dad.
Right.
And Will Patton said his major concern wasn't for him so much as it was everything that Jamie had to do with that scene. It was a really difficult scene for Wes Bentley to shoot. So he was more thinking about him during that moment than he was his own acting or his own sort of presence on camera. But he's a pretty thoughtful guy. I really enjoyed the interview. Wow. The show, it's a little crazy.
What does that mean?
It's like the show Lost. Do you remember the show Lost on ABC back in like 2004 or 5? It's like that mixed with Yellowstone. So there's a science fiction element to it. And then just really bizarre things start happening during the last two episodes. And it leaves you really, really unsettled. The acting's good, but it's really unnerving in some ways.
Interesting. I can't say that this is making me want to watch it, but hey, there's a crowd out there.
Yeah. If season 2 comes along, I'll start it, but it's one that I might bail on if it doesn't kind of become a little bit more relatable.
And speaking of Yellowstone, should we get into yet, or should we wait a little bit till the end to talk about season 5 and what we know? We know who's not coming back.
Well, yeah, Garrett. Let's talk about Yellowstone now and then get into what we now know about the future of 1883 and the new show 1932.
Well, we do know that Yellowstone season 5 is going to air on November 13th, and it's going to happen in, so there's 14 episodes in total, correct, Billy? And they're going to be doing it in seven episodes. Episode 7 on Christmas Day. And I giggle because it always ends up happening on a holiday.
Yeah, last year I think it was kind of the same. Now, this assumes they have a standard release of one episode per Sunday for 7 weeks, and that's not how it worked with Yellowstone or 1883 really last season. But if we do have seven straight episodes, then Christmas Day we'd be watching the winter finale, so to speak, of Yellowstone.
So what do we know about the season five?
Well, let's kind of stop and reset where season four left off.
Great.
Jamie, as we mentioned, just killed his dad. And Beth essentially owns him now because she set him up to it and took a photo of him dumping the body in the train station. So Jamie is very much a lost man as we enter season five. Beth and Rip just got married.
They got hitched.
And the more I think back on that kind of wild wedding day, the more I'm like, what the? It started with a conjugal visit. There was a priest kidnapped. Like, it was just a really, like, unexplainable series of events. Yeah.
Hey, but Billy, it's on brand. I expected nothing less. Like, if they had a formal wedding, I would have been disappointed. This was on brand. I'm not shocked. And that is saying something for me.
It worked. Yeah, you're absolutely right. John Dutton, he kind of oversaw a lot of events last season. He's continuing to go forward with the competitive horsing. Gosh, what am I missing? Oh, Piper Perabo's character, Summer Higgins, is now in jail because of her protests over the airport. The airport seems to be proceeding as planned. Beth no longer works for Marquette Equities because she got fired because they figured out that she was sort of playing both sides. Casey and Monica. Talk a little bit about what Casey and Monica and how that finished, because that was really the big cliffhanger for season four.
Right. Well, number one, they're preggers, which, woohoo, that'll be a fun to see how that kind of, well, I say, you know, woohoo, we'll see how that plays out. But I never should get too excited with Yellowstone. Because they're going to, you know, tug on my heart and rip it out again. Yeah. But it was the famous line. So Casey, you know, he has his vision. And after he goes into the wilderness for how many days was it? Was it 3 days?
I believe 4 days.
He has this vision, but we don't know the vision. And when he comes back, Monica says, "What did you see?" And he looks very pensively at her and he goes, "Billy, I'm going to try to give my best impersonation. I saw the end of us."
It's pretty good.
And we mic drop and we are wondering, that is the biggest question coming into season five. What did he see? And we've done tons of videos and you can check them out on our YouTube channel, kind of our theories behind this, of which direction it could go. And Billy and I, we've got a lot of directions on where this could head.
The cast members have started to talk a little bit about what they know and what they think, including Ryan Bingham, who thinks that it's a much more big picture sort of meaning. Like, the end of us means the end of a way of life, that cowboying, ranching way of life. He feels that's what Casey meant when he said, "I saw the end of us." Casey and Monica's actors, Luke Grimes and Kelsey Asbell, actually know the answer because they ran to Taylor Sheridan and demanded an answer at the end of the season. So they know what's up and they're not talking necessarily, but Kelsey talked to Sterling Whitaker, who does a lot of our interviews with this podcast. And she admitted that there very well could be sort of a double meaning.
And what is a double meaning?
Well, she didn't say. I mean, it could be like what Walker had to say. It could. I mean, some people think it means the end of Casey and Monica because the other woman from the reservation sort of tried to seduce Casey during his vision quest. Avery, yeah. I don't like that theory one bit. It's not my favorite theory. I think it betrays Casey's character.
I agree.
The other working theory is that it just means like the end of the Dutton family's ranch, which works to a certain extent because since the end of Yellowstone, we got another big clue during one of the episodes of 1883 when we watch James Dutton, as played by Tim McGraw, come upon one of the native tribes who gives them the land of Paradise Valley. And he says in seven generations, our people will rise up and take that land back. And this is the source of Musk conversation, but seven generations gets you to either Casey or Tate, depending on how you count those seven generations. So it could mean the natives are going to take the land back, thus being the end of us.
But I also think that that's too easy of a theory. And if we've learned anything about Yellowstone, they don't take that first option.
Well, I do have one other theory that maybe no one's brought up. I don't think this is a hot take, though. It's just maybe just sort of a little bit of analysis that no one's gotten to. Casey, okay, especially after that ceremony, and he spent a lot of time on the reservation, he's very much welcomed into the tribal community. He says, I saw the end of us. Maybe he's saying us. He considers himself one of the tribes or one of the tribe members, thus being the end of native culture or the native civilization. That could be what it means. And in a lot of ways, I think that fits. And it's tragic and it's on brand with what Yellowstone is.
Has filming begun yet in Montana?
So this is sort of fun. Taste of Country is owned by Town Square Media, and we have a lot of local Town Square Media radio stations in and around Billings and Helena, Montana. So we got kind of boots on the ground to let us know what's happening with filming. And yeah, absolutely, filming has begun. We've seen some photos of filming in and around the Billings area. I believe filming began on like May 16th or so. No clues yet as to what might be happening. I don't know if there's been any famous actor sightings, but filming was scheduled to begin in mid-May and go through mid-August, and they appear to be on that schedule.
Oh, that's so fun. Hey, love the inside scoop.
They've come away with some nice gems in the past as well, some sort of insight into some of the local buildings being used and the local cafes and how it's sort of helped the local economy. So I'm excited to sort of have that inside knowledge this season.
Absolutely. I mean, the big question, Billy, is how did the two of us become extras on this show? I think that's really what we need to figure out here.
Well, first we got to get to Montana.
Okay, you're going too practical over here.
I mean, they're not going to look for... If they need a couple of podcasters sitting in their home offices on separate sides of the country, I mean, I guess we can apply, but that scene doesn't seem to be, what is that?
For us. Well, there is one character that, you know, he just hits my heartstrings and I just love him. I don't know why I came out so extra country there in that statement, but Jimmy, good old Jimmy. Do we think we're going to see him on this season of Yellowstone, because he has this whole thing going, which I want to talk about more on the Four Sixes Ranch. Do we think we're going to see Jimmy, or he's just going to stay in his own little new franchise, or, you know, extension of the franchise?
Well, this is an interesting question, because I think when we ended the season, we thought that him leaving the Yellowstone Ranch was his send-off from the show to go to this new show called the Four Sixes. Then we got a press release that said that Jefferson White and his fiance's character, Emily, have both been, or she has been leveled up to a series regular. He already was a series regular, indicating that both of them are going to be a big part of season 5 of Yellowstone. So yeah, absolutely. Jefferson White and Emily, his fiance, whose actor's name I cannot recall at this point, both of them are going to be part of this new season. And I still think they're going to use that space to promote the Four Sixes Ranch as well. But we don't have a timeline on the Four Sixes Ranch yet.
Do we know what platform it's going to? Because that's the thing with this, you know, Yellowstone franchise in general. It starts to get a little confusing on where you can watch these shows, where you can't watch these shows. Because it's not all the same. It's not linear.
Well, initially we thought the Four Sixes was going to be part of Paramount Plus, which is the pay-for-streaming service that you had to have to watch 1883, but that actually changed recently. Within the last week or two, we learned that Four Sixes is going to be part of the Paramount Network, which is the same network that Yellowstone is on. So if you can watch Yellowstone, you'll be able to watch Four Sixes, but you won't be able to watch 1883 or 1932.
Hopefully everyone's writing it down.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, now pivoting to 1883, which that's the latest series that the two of us wrapped up on our podcast and the last series that we watched. The one that constantly had me holding my breath and all of the above. What is the future of 1883?
Well, I want to point out one thing. Is that earlier you were talking about Yellowstone and Monica being pregnant and you thought maybe that she won't have the baby because the show rips my heart out. Yellowstone doesn't rip your heart out as much as 1883 did. I think you're confusing emotions a little bit. 1883 was the action, like it would rip your heart out and show it. Yellowstone gives you a few more highs with the deep lows. It's just a much more violent show. So emotionally separate Madison.
I know. Oh, thank you, Billy. Thank you for bringing me back down to earth. You're so right. Well, it is coming. Like you said, we haven't done it in a hot minute, or we haven't talked about Yellowstone or 1883 in a hot minute. So you're right. Because I actually even, it's all coming back to me that on one of our episodes, I did say I like that Yellowstone gives me a little bit more comedic relief. Where 1883, I was coming in every single time like I needed a pep talk before.
With regards to 1883, when it ended in February, what was like your best, most educated guess on what these extra bonus episodes might be when they start up again? Like, what were you thinking? Broad scopes that could possibly happen come season two-ish.
My main thing in it all was that we were going to figure out who Spencer was. Maybe bridge the gap a little bit before everything else began, that we were going to figure out who this random boy was that we have one scene about at a dinner table with Faith or Margaret, her character. That was kind of my only one that I had thought of. Are we going to figure out if Tim McGraw dies, if James Dutton dies, and if Spencer, who on earth is this little boy? What about you?
Well, it's fair to assume that you also thought it would revolve around, in some way, James and Margaret Dutton, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill would be involved somehow. That seemed pretty plausible, no?
Right. Yeah, to coincide with Spencer, yeah.
Well, from there, at the very least, I think we both assumed it would revolve around some member of the Dutton family in Montana.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Did you imagine it could possibly revolve around a law enforcement official in Arkansas?
What?
That's where we're at. 1883, these bonus episodes, it's called 1883, The Bass Reeves Story. And Bass Reeves, a real-life character, he was an American law enforcement official, and I'm kind of reading right from Wikipedia here, but it's all accurate. I checked it. He was the first black deputy U.S. Marshal west of the Mississippi, worked mostly in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and the word on him is that he arrested over 3,000 dangerous criminals, shot and killed 14 of them in self-defense, lived to like 1910, was just like a great American policing hero who lived thousands of miles away from where the Duttons are going to be in Montana.
I am so confused right now. That is like its own little, that just swerved to a completely different tangent.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It sounds like it's a whole new show. Like I'm struggling for a tie.
Yeah. You have left me speechless, Billy. That doesn't make any sense. And that only means that I'm not going to figure out who Spencer is. That's what this means.
Not in this show. You might figure it out in 1932. But yeah, no, it looks to be like a little bit of a historically accurate miniseries.
Pivot.
Now, Taylor Sheridan has kind of done this before. Well, he had a character that was like this before. If you remember in the very first episodes of 1883, Billy Bob Thornton played Marshal Jim Courtwright.
Yes.
Who was a law enforcement in Fort Worth, Texas. And we all thought that Billy Bob Thornton was going to be a huge part of 1883. Really, he was just in a couple of scenes. But that Marshal was also a real-life character who had a little bit of the similar reputation as Bass Reeves, except I think everybody agreed that Marshal Courtwright was pretty dirty. Like, he wasn't a really honorable lawman. Bass Reeves, on the other hand, seems to be a much more honorable lawman, as far as I can tell, as far as my reading goes.
Well, and you kind of just said, you know, we might be able to figure out what happens to Spencer in 1932, which hopefully everyone's you're paying attention, because there are so many, you know, different tangents over here of this franchise. It just keeps growing and going off in different directions. Should we dive into 1932 and everything that we know and who's joining? I mean, one thing's for sure, and I will say this for all of these shows, is Taylor Sheridan is killing it on the level of just the heavy hitters actor-wise. I mean, he's bringing them in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A lot of the information that we're relaying today came from Paramount Network's Upfront, which is sort of an introduction of its fall season of television shows. And there's a lot of Taylor Sheridan shows being released on Paramount Network and Paramount Plus, including Yellowstone, 1883, 1932. There's I think it's called Tulsa King, that stars Sylvester Stallone. Mayor of Kingstown is coming back for season two. That's starring Jeremy Renner. And this Bass Reeves show. And then, of course, 1932, which is confirmed to be the next up in the Dutton family, the Yellowstone prequel. And that show, as it turns out, is going to star Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. And that just blows my dang mind. Indiana Jones is going to be part of the Dutton family. I think he's going to be a Dutton.
I know. I am so... I personally loved growing up on Indiana Jones, so I'm excited to see him in his later years on a show. I mean, not necessarily similar. You know, he's not chasing after lost artifacts, etc., but I'm just excited to see him in this role.
One of two things are true about Harrison Ford's character. And obviously Harrison Ford played Han Solo too. Yeah, I know that as well. But one of two things are true about Harrison Ford's character. It's a Sam Elliott type role where it's adjacent to the Dutton family. Right. Or Harrison Ford is the new version of James Dutton, Tim McGraw's character in 1883. Because if you figure that 1883 came, 49 years before this 1932, that would put Tim McGraw's character right around 75, 80, 85 years old, somewhere in there. Harrison Ford, 79 years old.
So would that mean Helen is Margaret?
That would be the natural thinking, I think. Like, if they're a Dutton, those are the only two Duttons they could be. They'd be much too old to play John Sr., the little boy we know about, and Spencer, because those characters would only be somewhere in their 50s. So they'd have to play James and Margaret if they're a Dutton. And I think I'm going to say it and I'm going to be wrong because that's the way this goes. But I'm betting that Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are the next incarnation of James and Margaret Dutton.
I mean, your logic would make sense. But yes, as we know, sometimes, I mean, both of us, our theories tend to not be what we end up thinking that they are. But man, if that is true, I would love to hear from Faith and Tim's perspective. You know, how do you feel about getting such A-list actors getting to play, you know, your older version?
If that is true, it spoils a plot point that we're wondering about from the 1883 franchise.
That would mean, like when I had said, you know, is that miniseries going to be, you know, focused on James Dutton? Because he gets in that scene where we see, you know, Spencer and all the above, and time has kind of flashed forward, and that's when we realize, oh, wait, you know, Elsa isn't around. We also see James Dutton kind of staggering to the cabin, and because he was shot. And so that that does answer the question, does he live or does he die?
If we got our generations right here too, 1932, we know that Spencer and John Sr. are going to be in their 50s. We could possibly see two more generations of Dutton, which means we'll also meet a little boy who ultimately becomes John Dutton, Kevin Costner's father. Maybe I'm getting too deep into the potential casting at this point, but all possible. All things possible.
Well, what's not possible is we're not going to be having, unfortunately, a character that is playing the older version of Elsa Dutton, which makes me sad that she's no longer available. She can't come to the phone right now, as Taylor Swift says, because she's dead.
People still, like, even after they've watched it, like, there's still people out there who are like, maybe. It's like, no.
No, and if you listen to the podcast, I'm Miss Hopeful over here, and I'm even saying she's gone. She's dead as a doorknob. She's not coming back. Let's let that one die in peace. But where, Billy, have you been keeping up with it? So the actress that plays Elsa Dutton is Isabel May. And she's kind of, I mean, and we've talked about this before, out of all the cast members, she's been the one that's been a little bit more quiet, you know, when it comes to the real world, kind of promoting, you know, herself, but then even promoting the show. She's a little bit more reserved and a little bit more quiet. So where is she, and what's next for her, since she will not be joining the new 1932?
Initially, it was believed that Isabel May was going to join a remake of the Wonder Twins franchise. And the Wonder Twins were a comic book series. Two twins, preteens, teens, somewhere in there, who were aliens coming to Earth, and they're kind of superheroes. And back in like the animated days, they would get together and say, "Wonder Twins, activate!" And it was a DC comic. And they were going to make that into a movie, which was exciting. I wanted to see that for Isabel May. But,
oh no,
as of May 18th, Hollywood Reporter shares that DC movie Wonder Twins shut down by Warner Brothers. Essentially what happened, it was budgeting. They didn't think they could make a much, it was going to be an HBO Max feature, but the budget was too large to justify it just going to HBO Max. So they shut down production on it. So Isabel May, out of work.
No.
She's looking for a J-O-B. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. And I've been kind of trying to keep an eye on to see, like, with some other actors from 1883 and season 4 of Yellowstone. And obviously Will Patton found a pretty good role. And I was trying to see if Eric Nelson landed a new role as well, because he seemed to be working so hard for it after he was killed off of 1883. So far, Big Eric, I have not seen his name attached to any future projects.
One more point before we wrap up the first episode of season 2 of the Dutton Rules podcast. Yellowstone will begin November 13th, and 1932, starring Harrison Ford, is confirmed to premiere on Paramount Plus in December. I'm Addison Haker, and if you enjoy this refresher, let someone else know we're here. And make sure you're subscribed and emailed staff at tasteofcountry.com with your trivia answer or any questions or reactions to the ideas expressed today. This week's episode was written by myself and Billy Dukes and produced by Billy Dukes, with additional research from Taste of Country's Sterling Whitaker. Dutton Rules, a Yellowstone 1932 podcast, is another great Town Square Media podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.